Voters under the age of 30 are a key part of the Democratic base. They helped elect President Obama twice. But in this year's Democratic primaries, they overwhelmingly chose Bernie Sanders over Clinton. Here's NPR's Tamara Keith.
Hillary Clinton knows she has a young people problem.
Even if you're totally opposed to Donald Trump, you may still have some questions about me. I get that. And I want to do my best to answer those questions.
That was Clinton speaking earlier today to a crowd of a few hundred at Temple University in Philadelphia. But it clearly wasn't targeted just at those in the room. This was Clinton's speech for millennials, her direct appeal to a group of voters who she needs. Clinton talked in more personal terms about the women who inspired her to get into public service and later politics. And she talked about her policy proposals most likely to appeal to young people, including college affordability.
So I worked with Bernie Sanders on a plan. We came up with a plan that makes public college tuition-free for working families and debt-free for everyone.
That reaction is why the Clinton campaign had both Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren campaigning for Clinton over the weekend on college campuses in Ohio.
Ask your friends who are not prepared to vote why it is that the Koch brothers are spending hundreds of millions of dollars if this election is not important.
Sanders spoke at Kent State. Warren was at Ohio State.
What's the word?
Don't boo. Vote!
Recent polls show Clinton is winning voters under 35 years old, but not by as much as President Obama did in 2008 or 2012. And when it comes to how enthusiastic they tell pollsters they are about voting for her, there's a lot of room to grow. On the Temple campus, it was easy to find people planning to vote for Clinton, like Tim Rhodes.
She's not Trump, so I guess I'm going to go for that.
How do you feel about it?
It's the only thing I can do at this point in order to avoid a Trumpocalypse.
He initially supported Sanders. Ashley Treba voted for Green Party nominee Jill Stein 4 years ago. This year, she's for Clinton.
I'm not satisfied with either of our choices, but I think I, have to because I'm scared.
She's scared of Trump winning and aware that his path to the White House could go through Pennsylvania.
It's been a big conflict for me, but I know that we're in a swing state and I'm just more scared of one candidate than the other. So I'm going to vote for the one that I feel like I can more easily negotiate with or protest or be heard by.
For Clinton, an ambivalent supporter is better than someone planning to vote for her opponent, but it's still less than ideal, because people with mixed feelings may be less motivated to go through the trouble of voting. And so Clinton has work to do, as her campaign admits, work she asked her supporters at the speech to help with.
This is going to be close. We need everyone off the sidelines. Not voting is not an option. That just plays into Trump's hands. It really does.
And also, she has to convince those who do vote to pick her and not one of the third-party candidates who've been drawing a lot of interest from young voters. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Philadelphia.